You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
Pika, Pika!
Pika, Pika!
Come on, do your intros.
I'm Ariana.
And I'm Tim.
You're not Tim.
I'm Leon.
You don't even have a red hoodie. I have a red hoodie.
So?
And?
And we're the Multiverse Kids!
And there's no one.
And I'm the Geeky Dad. Now, before we even start this show, I have to say up front that we were given a free product from Nintendo themselves. We got a chance to play Detective Pikachu Returns. And I gotta say thank you, Nintendo, right?
Yes, it is a very great game.
Yes, it's the best game.
Say thank you to Nintendo.
Thank you, Nintendo.
Yes, so we got that up front. We got this free from Nintendo so we can play the game and talk about it. So, unbiased review, okay? I'm gonna say up front, I don't think this game is really suited for an older player like myself.
It's good for
what do you mean?
I am not the target audience for this game. I like games that are like, you know,
fighting. Action.
Fighting.
Gore.
Yes.
I like games.
You know, kids these days like that.
Yeah.
I like those games, but I also like detective games.
Now, this game is perfect for a little kid.
Because
he literally has to do nothing.
Yeah, but because, you know, you don't have to do a lot, you don't have to do any fighting, but you do have to do a lot of button pressing.
And reading.
So, yes, reading is very good. So,
make you
smarter. You have to be above 6 years old.
You could play with the kid. If an adult plays with the kid, this is a great way.
I feel bad for the adult who has to talk.
I mean, some parents love to read to their kids. Okay.
So my favorite...
Now, before we talk about the game, I have to say this. You know, a lot of people online are not giving this game a fair shot.
What?
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because a lot of these people reviewing this game are a bunch of old 30-something guys. Probably most of them don't have kids. You know, they are not the target audience for this game.
But it's for kids. They get smarter, and it's
and
for them.
And that is why we did this show, because we are going to do a review
with adults and kids.
From the kids' point of view.
With adult point of view.
Yes, yes. So we're not one-sided in our, review, okay? So, I would say, out of four thumbs, okay?
Four.
Now, in case anybody's new to this show.
We rated with four.
Four is the best.
It's like a 1 out of 10, but like with thumbs, and it's only up to 4.
You know, and two is like halfway.
It's like 1 out of 4.
3 is 3/4. 1 is 1/3.
3 is like a little better than average. You know. 3.5 is almost perfect, but 4 is perfect, basically.
And yes. One.
And then if you like really don't like the game, then I guess a thumbs down. But yes. I've barely ever done that.
You never have.
And again, thank you, Nintendo, for giving us this game. Thank you. Now,
thank you, Nintendo.
I would say, as an adult, I don't think this is a game I would play.
Why?
Because I told you, I'm not into games like this.
If I was an adult,
if you saw a cute Pikachu with a detective hat with a magnifying glass.
I did like the movie.
And also, if the Pikachu has a cool, cute face. And
but I'm an OG Pokemon fan.
What is it, OG?
OG mean original. Okay?
Oh.
I like Ash.
What's OP mean?
Overpowered.
Oh.
I didn't say OP, I said OG.
No, I hear a lot of people saying OP, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like Mewtwo is OP.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay?
No, Pikachu is.
No.
Way.
No, Mewtwo.
Pikachu is.
With
Mewtwo.
The Pokemon cards, he's literally in the 60 to 70.
Now, if you've seen the Detective Pikachu movie, you know, you're pretty much, you're good to go to play this game, because it goes along the same lines of the storyline, but with different, you know, shades.
Just to know, this is part two of the original game. That's why it says Returns.
Yeah, so you played a little bit of the first game, right?
The demo. On the 3DS.
Yes.
And it's very talkative.
Is it the same?
No.
It's different?
It has the same characters, though.
Of course it's the same characters.
So it's about a kid, Tim. He finds a black feather and he finds Pikachu.
Yes.
And
that's all we did.
No. Then they find out the black feather is from a crow Pokemon, and then the end.
Yeah, you didn't play much of that, but you did see the movie, right?
We did the demo of it.
Now,
The movie is a shortened version of two games.
Yes.
Pretty much. I
feel like they're going to make a third one.
Maybe. I heard they're making a second movie, but who knows? Yeah. Now, you have a lot of the same story beats in the movie and in this game. But for some reason, I rather Ryan Reynolds as Detective Pikachu, the voice.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question.
But they can't afford Ryan Reynolds for the video game. Yes.
What's your favorite Detective Pikachu phrase? I go with, let's start deducing.
Does he say that in the movie?
No.
He keeps on saying it when we have to, like, deduce. Like, we get all the evidence, and then, I don't know, where you just, okay,
you know what I like?
Okay, let's start deducing.
I like when regular people are hearing him, and all you can hear is, like, Pika, Pika.
Pika, Pika.
Pika. So, basically, let's give a little, recap of what this game is. Basically, in this game, they recap the first game.
And then,
in the beginning. So, yes. Him drinking coffee.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I think his voice is going to sound
spoiler, cute. Spoiler. For those who did not see the movie or play the game.
And then,
Detective Pikachu is Tim's dad.
Merged with Pikachu.
It was pretty obvious.
Merged with Pikachu because his dad's
okay. Tim
dying.
Is some.
But who did it? It was Mewtwo. Did it?
Mewtwo.
You think Mewtwo is bad. The Tim guy is.
Tim is the kid that you see with Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's looking for his father, but he doesn't even know.
Doesn't even know his father's right there.
So
how is he a detective?
He's not a very good detective.
He really isn't.
I mean, Detective Pikachu does most of the work.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah. All he does is talk to people.
Yes, well, that's what detectives do. They talk.
No, he talks to the actual people. That's all he does.
Yes, that's what detectives do.
But
detectives are not like action heroes.
Pikachu does all the work by finding the clues. He's the one.
But he's the only one that can talk to the other Pikachus. I mean, Pokemons.
He's the one that actually says,
oh, you have to start deducing now. Now.
He actually tells you what to do. What to do. What
should
he do?
Yeah, he has such weird gestures. He's like crossing his arms, one thing. He starts moving around out of nowhere. Starts to be like,
Yeah.
He has such weird gestures.
And put his finger.
And this game is close to like 15 to 17 hours long, really. You know.
So I'd say there's a lot of button mashing.
Yeah, there is a couple of scenes where you have to press the button a lot, and those are. The more exciting scenes, actually.
Like, the first one is when you're climbing a tree Pokemon thing, and it was your hat was on
Pikachu's hat.
And then
was on an Applin.
Yeah, and then you can actually ride other Pokemon in the game.
Like a Growlithe who follows the scent.
Yeah, different Pokemons have different powers that you can use.
So these are.
There's one that can like see through things.
Yes, these are the stuff in order. First, you have to do the Corviknight. Then you have to do the lower drop. Then you have to.
Which
do
is the very main part of the thing.
Right.
Then you have to do the icy world thing.
Right. Whatever, Rayan. Now, don't tell everybody everything. Okay.
Can we tell them then?
No.
Okay, it's Mewtwo.
It's pretty obvious.
Now, again, if you are a parent and you have some kids that are like maybe 4 or 5, because Raiden, love watching it, right?
Yes, watching it.
Yeah, he could have been pressing buttons. He could have been easily playing that easy.
Right?
Yeah. And, yeah, I would say maybe five or six. Maybe 7 or 8.
Maybe I go with 3, 2.
I don't know about Ariana's age. I don't know. Do you think anybody in your class would be
into this? Most definitely not.
Yeah, most kids in your class are into, like, blood and guts and stuff like that, right? Yeah. Same
with the kids in my class.
Yeah, so I would say...
Because these days...
The peak age, if you're looking for an educational game, a non-violent game...
It has some violence.
It has some, but, you know, it's Pokemon. Come on. You know, and a game...
You're gonna have something.
And a game that is educational, you can have the kids actually think and not just...
I had to react. Went crazy with it.
Now, one funny thing that happened in the game, okay? Rayon here, Multiverse Kid, he started getting a little notebook and started writing down little clues.
No, I didn't.
Okay?
No,
like, he wrote down sus. People who are suspicious.
No, stop.
Yeah. He got really into it. He thought he was like a real detective.
He was, even when he was eating, he was like, I wonder who the killer is.
There's no
even
killer.
There's no killer.
But yeah, it's always the butler. Always the butler.
Well, it's not the butler. That's what the police thought, but it was not the butler. It was...
It's the...
Another butler! It was the guy who takes out care of
It was the mad scientist. Always the mad scientist.
It definitely is the mad scientist.
Yeah. So the Rayon here, he got really into it. He was making suspect lists in his little notepad.
No. According to him, it says sus.
I couldn't write it.
... Then he wrote down like a bunch of people, including the guy who owns the Aurora Drop himself.
Yeah. So he was really like thinking he was a real detective when he did this. So that was a good thing.
No, it's not.
It is a good thing. It's like crazy. it's like role playing. It's like
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
But less killing.
Well, yeah. Killing. Yeah. So, I would say if you have a kid that loves mysteries, that loves
I like murder mysteries.
That loves to solve puzzles.
I like to solve puzzles.
And, you know, likes to read. It's a lot of reading in this game.
I also like to read. This is a perfect game for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of reading. So, if you do play with the kids, adults, you have to read a lot of stuff. Yeah. Okay?
And sometimes they're actually talking, but then sometimes they're not talking.
Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere, he's like when it shows their name, they say some random phrase. Like, when it shows a police officer's name, he's like, Police Jordan or something. My name's Jordan.
Holloway.
So,
or
yeah.
Holiday.
So, yeah.
I like to eat holiday. Why did I say that?
Okay, so let's give our rating, okay?
Wait, we said it 4 thumbs up.
Yours is 4?
I give it actually 4 thumbs up.
Wow.
I really like this you. Game.
Unbiased.
Right? What's unbiased mean?
Means you haven't been bribed or anything.
How would we be bribed?
No, we haven't. We just got the game for free. That's about it.
Yes. Tell me... If you were bribing me, how would you bribe me?
I mean, I'd pay you.
That wouldn't work.
Still?
Okay. That would not work.
That would
People would try to pay work. Me, and it would not work.
That would not work.
Especially not with me.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you my unbiased opinion. I would not recommend it for adults. Okay? Unless you're like super, super, super like Pokemon geek.
Okay. That is obsessed with Pokemon.
That would get everything.
That even for every single Halloween, they still dress up as Ash.
But me,
I has a miniature Pikachu with him.
I am into.
Oh, slash her.
I am to more action oriented games. I'm more into Breath of the Wild.
Oh yeah.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
Maybe driving a fast car.
Ooh!
Killing.
No. Last time we drove a fast car, when we saw on YouTube, you were like, they're going up random stuff, and you're like, oh my god, that's gonna make me sick.
Yeah. So, this game moves a little too slow for me. So, I would say it's great. game for the parents if you want to play with the kids. Okay?
Yeah, Daddy let us take his file because we didn't want... Because
he didn't want us to restart the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because so, we obviously get it done in a few minutes.
Yeah. So, again, the kids liked it. I was, you know, sort of into it, I guess, you know. But that's our honest opinion, right?
Yes.
So, I would say the Geeky Dad podcast and the Multiverse Kids recommend this game to pick up for the family.
Yes, the family.
Yes, the family, not yourself. The family.
Even the Geeky Mom was into it.
Yes.
Was she?
Yeah, yes. She was like... Saying, like, it was also... She was also saying, like, suspects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Random people. It
was Turner.
Yeah. It was Tim. It was Tim the whole time.
Yeah.
The detective is evil.
No, it's a twist. It was Detective Pikachu the whole time.
Actually.
It was.
Yeah. So that's it for this episode, kids, right?
Yeah. Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Goodbye.
And... Pick up Detective Pikachu Returns.
Today. Nah, actually today. If just pick it up.
Yeah.
Now.
Wherever you go to pick up your video games, you can buy it online.
GameStop, get a copy. Online, someplace.
If you don't pick it up.
Target.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's something to, you know, bide your time until the next big game that comes out soon.
Yes, it'll probably take a long time.
Yeah. All right, that's it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Pika Pika.
Pika Pika.
Pikachu.